Covenant Addict named Larry.
Amen.
Cling to the grace of God and run to non-college synonyms. I see this is a real popular topic. If you knew I'm this grateful to be clean, I ain't used today. If you knew or you've been late or you've been staying, my choice of drugs is drugs. When I started using, I ain't had no particular drug. So I did that for identification purpose. I ain't got that long, so I ain't gonna give you no deep drug along before I get to my Shan. This topic is Shan Clean and Living Dirty. So to do that, you gotta identify some things in your character, and I have to keep it on me, and we ain't gonna try to hide behind the framework of God. Because to do that is some stuff I'm trying to do. My home group is from the bottom up, and I'm out of the Baltimore, Maryland area. And you know what? It's something about this program make you have to, you know, stand up for what you believe in, even if you live in a lie. So it's easy, you know, to be real grandiose, but this topic talking about when you was in recovery. This ain't talking about no addiction topic. This in recovery. This is after you in the step process and know some things, and you know who God is. And one thing I found out, it wasn't me. This one you get clean time and use people, places, and things. So it don't give you nothing. You got to almost come up here naked. You almost had to.
Everybody that's sitting on the floor and on the wall, y'all gonna have to leave out, or we're gonna have to close the meeting there. It's just that simple.
Well, we got to practice acceptance.
Next time,
I still love everybody in this room. And if you knew, you're going to get your walk at being who you are here. I'm a member that can't hide behind phony masks and fake images no more. Because at times I get sick of my damn self. You know what? It's crazy that, like, after you get some identification, that you would like to say it was your disease.
Go ahead.
But, you know, when we read the text, say we're responsible for our disease. We weren't. What after you work some steps, you are. So when you know, when you're living dirty, that don't indicate that I sold a chemical. I'm going to have to share that in case she was looking for that. Because I ain't sold none. This is talking about when you might get into great depths of manipulation. Lying, cheating, and stealing. You know what they say about predecessors. We got time and we shouldn't date nobody that's got time. I'm sorry to tell y'all I didn't do that. My dating, to me, dating is dating. Now, if that's not your perspective, I hope you keep coming and talk to your sponsor. Mine is, if I like you, sometimes the requirement is just to be breathing. And we talk about carrying a message. In recovery, if you tricking you and you buying sex, I mean, I had to get low. I'm low as the person I'm buying the sex from. And I know I ain't the long range in this area. So that makes me dirty because that puts my spirit dirty at that time. And ain't no drugs around. We ain't talking about back in the day. We talking about now. Come out of a bad relationship and see what you do. Be married. Be in recovery. Be horned, tricking, clean, divorced, broke, bills backed up, and see what you do. and can behind the framework that you got a God and your understanding that you're supposed to be serving, but you're serving yourself. This is the real deal. So you get time. Every member earned their time, so I earned my seat too. But what happened is when you live dirty, you feel funny. Your spirit don't even feel right to you. You sponsoring people, and you know what? You just give them what you got. But if you don't give them the real deal, you're still dirty. How can you share with a guy on fifth step work and don't tell him about the real you? Impossible. So living dirty sometimes might be the stuff I want to do that I don't want y'all to know that I'm really already doing. It ain't even a secret. It's just some stuff that happens most of the time after midnight. What is your midnight? And see, in the midnight, if you live alone, you basically can do what you want. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, how my spirit was dirty. You know, I've been clean 21 years. I think I had about 10 women pregnant. That's not bragging rights. That's a lot of unprotected sex. And you ain't got to be no genius to figure that out. That was my risk. That's dirty. Because I'm putting myself in harm's way. And how does a person look that don't supposed to have something that can kill you? I rationalize and say, she don't look like she got nothing. What's that look? And if you do this, why is it? Because we come from the drug. Everybody relates stuff to the drug when we ain't using drugs. I'm a recovering addict that I can't hide behind stuff that I really, really do, because that makes my spirit dirtier. And I feel it more. Because some degradation going to hit your life. That means you're going to have stuff that you used to having. Can you still come to the meeting when a job gone, car gone, stuff we brag about, after you lose that, can you come to this podium and talk about that? Instead of dressing it up, that your whole recovery is centered around things. The thing is, some days I don't like me, so it's easy not to like you. And you have to deal with your own spirit, especially at night. Just for the day, we do get solutions. Because you get taught. You ever had somebody give you oral sex and they giving it to you and you looking at them like, what? I had to let them in. Now let's keep it real. So that made me dirty. And then we talk about getting healthy relationships and being in a relationship with God. But that, I found out through the step process, that's a walk you got to keep doing. Because this disease always resurfaces. That's how you live dirty. You're going to meet and share one thing, and when I leave out, I'm doing something else. That's the dirty I'm talking about. We ain't talking about no high behind, that was my disease. Well, when you going to own your disease? If you own it and tell on it, you don't have 3,000 issues. You get it down to 2999. And my issues do mean it is me. It don't necessarily have to be you. This is not a cover-up topic where you can hide. You know, I had the text. I could have wanted the literature and all that. I really don't need that for this. Then again, yes, I do, because I've changed. Because when you change, you put a stop on stuff. My first stop was on the drug. Then you had to put a stop on the person I used to be, because, you know, I want to be three people. I want to be people that, you know, that I want y'all to think I am. Then the man will show up who I think I am. Then the real me will show up. And some days I'm operating out of all three. And recovery is good. See, when you got top is when you going with a person and you splitting, you have to recognize that you can't mess around and be back in 69 and all. The hell I'm doing back in 69 with 21 years clean. That's where it started. The war is over and I lost. I'm going to start way back there, all the bodies I got on the eighth step list. All the people I done slept with. Then I had the nerve to get angry. Clean now. because my wife slept with somebody and I've been sleeping with somebody's wife. This is recovery stuff. This is not my addiction. This is one you can't put on saying it was my disease. Especially if you near a mirror. And if you only go on once a day to brush your teeth, when you take a bath at night, you do see yourself in the mirror. Even if you take a quick look. So, you know, you had to, when somebody give you something, you might want to design to work here, and then God will give you this. No, this is not the topic we wanted for you. You got to share on this. There's nothing wrong with that. You got to work for your own integrity here. Can't keep putting it on your sponsor to do for you what you're supposed to do for yourself. Even in working steps. Because that just eases the pain of living. Then you got to deal with reality. In reality, sometimes this sucks. Because you know what? My ability to not keep looking at myself put me into living dirty. I got to keep looking. And if I don't take an honest look, I got to make sure that I don't do no chemicals to what I'm not looking at. I've been doing the people. Doing the people is bad enough. Then you got to become an instant liar in recovery. You got to have a lie for Judy, Jane, and if you married your wife. Now, I don't know how many members share like this. This is reality in this program. So if you're home, the suggestion is to stay home. But my disease come at my house and get me. Especially what they like the record say, round midnight. I can work a hell of a program to 12:01. The solution is ain't nobody been there, you know, it's been a while. You know what? I have to refrain from the stuff to bring up my dirty to get back to being healthy again. And if you listening to the literature, you can't use where it say God, that's where you're supposed to apply. Where it say you're supposed to apply that too. It talked about me doing something for me after I work through and come back through. I got to work a hell of a first step not to pick up. I can share real good right here. My disease meet me right at that door after I sit down. What you share always meets you at the door. Be one person in here and say in their mind, especially some good looking, slim, brown skin. I'm not promoting. I'm just sharing what I like. You got to have some identification. Don't worry, you ain't gonna get picked if you ain't desirable. Don't worry about that. Don't be mad with me. You got to do some cleaning up on your own self. Because I found out, my thing is this. To use people, I got to be on a level where I'm using myself. Now, I know people in here looking at me like I'm crazy. You've been used before. I'm just giving you the identification out of my experience. I've been used, volunteered. I don't even use victim because I never was a victim. So you learn here that you ain't never a victim. I showed up. If I showed, I exposed. You know, it's funny how I call it a bottom with a trap door. How you be in a pretty good relationship for maybe about a year or two, then the real people show up. You got some folks that show up that you ain't seen. Even me. You know how you get a woman that's like early recovery and you got time. You really want to try to push it to the step. You tell her at night if we want, we have to offer. You know, you tell a little soft stuff. Like, who is your sponsor and where is she? Well, you know what's going to happen? She ain't going to listen to you. And she's going to do exactly what she wants to do. And that's her responsibility. But I'm coming to the meeting. If it get too spooky, in my area, they got meetings late at night. I know how to come out and go to the meeting at night. You coming out going trick at night, you can come out and go to the meeting at night. And I ain't a ghost. This is not a popularity thing. We don't get here by being popular. We get here by messing up each other's lives. And in the recovery process, I ain't going to be on a down low for you. If I'm with you, I'm with you. You know how a bad relationship will have you thinking, you know, because you just come out of a relationship with a big ass hole and you void all these emotional feelings. You know, you think you did a hell of a job in your life, but you're sitting home lonely at night. Everybody else still in a relationship. So the woman you said you wouldn't date, the one way in the back, you called her ugly. She said she had club feet. You said she was a crow foot. You said her hair was knotty. She looked awfully damn good on an Anybody Love Me Somebody night. You didn't like her though, but all of a sudden y'all crossing through your door and you letting her go in first, you being a gentleman. So that's how you live dirty, because you would do a hell of a meeting at the podium and be a rat at night. So if I'm messing up any men, Shan, just keep coming. You might get this topic next year. And you have to do your Shan. But I'm just Shan. And let me say this. This ain't no last year or, you know, 5 year ago stuff. Some of the experiences is, but some of this is in the now. If I can't stand the now, I'll die. Now you talk about stuff and then it's back in the day. I'm not living back in the day. I'm sorry. I came to this program when I was 30 and I'm 51. And I ain't good as I want to appear to be. Only all night long people got chemicals in them. Even with Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra, I'm still 15 minutes, truth be told. Talk about the dirty so you know who you are here. I'm just a recovering addict. I think all meetings should be building on the framework of honesty. And if you ain't willing to get honest, you should have a right to come up here, but they had the right to stop you. When I got clean, if you lie, they said, Slim, park, sit it down. So you got to be honest about where you're at in your life. You ever feel like you was losing your damn mind about where you've been at in your life? Say you working a hell of a program. You walk my people, talk about you. You don't think about killing them. But jealousy and envy is deep here. And we're not supposed to be demoralizing or judging people in this program. Because after you talk about a person, if they have your experience, you're going to need them. You got to be able to share, though. That going through something stuff really kills me, because I'm a covering addict and I need to know what it is. It bothers me, too. I get sick, crazy way of thinking. But I also stood on my porch the other night and cried because I knew I was clean and didn't have to go back. So when you done live dirty, you should be able to share about it. How the new member going to get something? They're going to think you zestfully clean. I ain't zestfully clean. I've been in 200 relationships that I can count on. And if I do 8-step work, I'll probably know who they are. Because I done had some ships. Wasn't no relation in them. I mean, she said less and I said go. Real simple. So that becomes, and like what happened is that behavior hooked you up to the compulsion and obsession. Then it manifests, it get this big, and then everybody start looking like everybody. You get in a relationship, quit her, pick a girl look just like her. Or you looking for similarities. And men, well, I'm going to say me. You know how you try to pick what you like? That's called picking your own poison. You looking for it to be a particular way, particular hair. Some men say vehicle, but I'm not impressed with people that drive cars and got a lot of property on. I want the real person to stand up. I need a person that can hold something emotionally. You got to be able to bring something. You know how people say you got to bring something to the table? First, you got to have a table. And the table is change. I can make a stop. You know how you get real lonely after you come out of a relationship, start to heal. Because you do hurt. I hurt here, then I had to heal. That was part of my dirty. Can I heal without getting a little newcomer girl? You got to ask yourself this question. Even one with time, and she's supposed to be working steps, something wrong with her too. Because she got 8 years. Ain't she here? You heard her story yet? Did she tell you she busts out car windows, throw bricks through doors and all that yet? Cut up shoes, pants, but you want to date her. Sleep with your buddy. Leave you in the middle of the night. She ain't share that. She shared it in the women's rack. I need a men's rap. I need men and women I can practice this program with. Because if I stereotype that you can't give me the message, you turn into the messenger. We got people with the message and we got messengers. Everybody got a story. But you're going to have to work to get a message. You can come up here and talk about addiction all night. Being dirty is, you know, all the stuff you're getting ready to do and you proceed to do it with a person that can't outthink you. It ain't no effort in that. It just show up. And you know, my sickness allowed me to do a lot of things. Like give people numbers. Like that's number 22. She number 28. Like I'm a doctor. I'm killing my damn self. Slowly. Because when people go in your spirit, when you have sex with somebody more than 3 or 4 times, there's chances are they going in your spirit. You can say it's a ship if you want to, but you might be in the ocean and be looking for a boat. Because you interact with a person and you may not. Can I take any risk? Any risk? You know, if you get good oral sex from them, it's on. You look at them totally different. Mine, Sandy, had me looking at just your head first. Y'all know why them women laughing, don't you? Because they look at lips, and I know it. And yeah, if you knew, this is stuff after the drug. We ain't that this says in here. And you can't keep dropping everything on my addiction. When the real person gonna stand up? We make mistakes here. I make mistakes. Sometimes I'm blind to the stuff that I done let go 10 years ago. If I leave a crack, it's coming back in. So when you judge people, well, how can she sleep around on her man? Because ain't nobody asked you to sleep around on yours. Wait till you get clean time with some substance. When you changed emotionally, start practicing the principle, then live dirty. What you going to share then? What you going to hide behind that? Your girlfriends can't help you with that because they're doing exactly what you're doing. You need healthy women to help you with your life. I need healthy men to interact with me and say, sit down. I mean, I got the kind of integrity because I got clean time that another member with less time can't tell me something. I ain't got that kind of clean time. And that's like bad dope on some days. It ain't going to hold. When you love yourself, then you lose yourself in another person. Eventually, you have to go back and get yourself. Whatever parts you lost in yourself. Because if you identify a woman just by the sex, after the butt, then what? Do you talk at night? Because I've been in situations where I'm living with a woman, and you know how if you stay with a woman a long, long time, you know, My stuff has started telling me, well, she ain't been doing all the stuff she been doing. So Betty might can do it better than her. That's dirty from the thought. I ain't did no act yet. The thought process. We ain't using chemicals now, y'all. You can't put this on the drug. You got to put it on the person you see in the mirror. That's who I see in there. This is way deeper than the damn drug. You know what was a state of humility for me? I got the 5-minute sign. I saw you, baby. That's why you got to get your share in. You can't wait now. Wind up and come with 18 guns and 5 ounces of coke. If you had that, you wouldn't be here. Get your share in. When you share with another member, have respect and love. This thing is about love. How we reach each other unconditionally is the honest sharing, not the phony sharing. And you know what? I feel pretty good that I'm seasoned enough to go right into my sharing. This is a hell of a walk when you get a pitfall in your life and you ain't got nothing but you. Now, we always got God, but somehow, unless you talk about, stop putting it on God. When you gonna show up? You showing up all the stuff that's killing you? Showing up for all the extra sex and all that, and certain things I don't do before I shut down to activate my disease, because there's certain stuff that are activated. I know good and well if I go to a bachelor party, I'm going to be dirty. I'm going to try to do stuff. Ain't check nobody for no cards. So when the boys say, you want to go to a bachelor party? Hell no. I take a chance with a trip before I go to a bachelor party. I knew it would get a little quiet. But it's the same dilemma, though. You don't know them people. When you start to change, you got to know who you with. At least for a couple of months. But I'm grateful to be here. And my sharing clean a lot of time. And that dirty piece, I'm going to tell you what helped me with that before I sit down. I've been married in this program. I was kind of... Well, I was monogamous. If you knew, that means one person, the same person, in the same place. That's a ride. That lasts if you wanted to last. It worked for me for about 5 years, and I got old ideas in the other five. That's the hub. Yeah, I don't know what other men do this. I'm going to just keep it real. It was all right when I was easing off. What happened when my wife eased off? Do you know that one of my eyes almost shot through the screen watching ESPN? Because men don't like to hurt the way they give away to hurt. I don't anyway, I'm going to keep it real. When you leave me, a party you go when you leave. And I ain't got the part, you got it. And ain't that good thing you got between your legs, because a man can always get one of them. But your spirit left. Then it died in me. So it activate my disease to go get something like I was because I just been left. So it got late. Now I was at a dance. I was living in the Washington area, you know, and I run into the guy that slept with my wife. Now, you know I judge the hell out of him. Oh, he that nigga ain't got a lot of time, and he don't look right. He don't dress right. He a man. Get real. He got what I got. He ain't from Mars. So it got late that night, big dance in D.C. And you know, and I'm all right, I'm, you know, dancing, freaking, you know, married too. Ain't none of that take the wedding band off, that don't count if somebody want to go. Don't look at me like I'm crazy, y'all know I'm keeping it real. So what happened was, the dance cleared out, it's real packed like this, cleared out. Here go the guy that slept with my wife, now we're going to see if you can practice principles. That's the our solution. I ain't got no car. I'm in Southeast. I live in Northwest. So I'm looking at this man and say, you think I'm going to ask this goddamn fool for a ride? He done slept with my wife. I might ask him the wrong question. He might tell me he could probably have my wife's legs hide in the uprights over RFK. And ask that man that kind of question. But baby, They said, look, you say you practicing this program, and look, me, him, and the DJ, DJ packing up, 215, 10 degrees near the water. I stepped right to him and said, look, I need you to take me home. You got to have an image that you can kill here and your ego at the same time. I'm not crawling that name, Larry. I'm going to keep coming back.